Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Brian Svendahl, and I'm a senior portfolio manager with RBC's Blue Bay Fixed Income team. Last week was the biggest week of the year due to the resounding victory of Donald Trump. The Senate and likely the House are now controlled by Republicans, so there is a lot of room to run with the Trump agenda. Plenty of change is coming, and the impact on fixed income can't be understated. The changes most notable to the bond market are to taxes, regulation, tariffs, and immigration. In terms of lower taxes, our view is that corporate tax rates are going down for sure. Likewise, the TCJA will be extended, the Tax Cuts Jobs Act will be extended, so individual income taxes certainly won't be going up, and perhaps even going down with the potential elimination of SALT limits that have pestered some of the states with the highest income taxes. So lower taxes all around, which will no doubt be stimulative to growth and investment, but costly to the federal budget. Higher inflation will result, along with the need for more government debt. Another area of change is likely easing of federal regulations. We expect to see a rollback of environmental standards with easier drilling and exploration, and a rolling back of regulatory reporting with things like ESG rules, climate reporting getting slashed. We also expect an easier environment for M&A. Banks are going to have a much easier time too. So all of this will ease investment, should be stimulative to growth, and good for equities. Higher inflation, though, is likely an outcome here too. Tariffs are where we will see some potentially big changes. Aggressive tariffs are on the table. China probably gets hit first, and a 60% tariff is the talk. Rest of the world is in scope too, with 10-20% type tariffs. Certainly some countries will garner favor and avoid tariffs altogether, but others are going to get hit. An all-out trade war should be on the list of possibilities. Tariffs will translate directly to higher U.S. inflation as costs mostly get passed straight through to the consumer. The good news with tariffs is that they do help on the revenue side, but inflationary for certain. Immigration is where we'll likely see where they will likely move first, and we could have quite an impact. The border will be much more locked down. Recall last year we had something like 2 million people cross the southern border, and the bulk of the people got jobs. Deportations will also be real. Many analysts think 1 million deportations are feasible, and that can happen within the first year. So from a labor side, we will be missing 2 million workers that should have been coming across the border and actually sending people back. Most of this group had jobs, and those jobs will need to be filled, and no doubt at higher wages. So immigration changes are inflationary as well. We have a lot of stimulus coming with lower taxes, perhaps very high tariffs, losing a million of workers, all inflationary for certain, all bad for bonds, and should mean higher rates. Bonds responded initially with a sell-off, but only to 4.4%. And recall, even earlier this year, we were at 5% when we were spooked by inflation. And back then, we were talking about 6-7% Fed funds being on the table. So the market feels pretty unfazed so far. The Fed is going to be in a pickle, too. They've embarked on cutting rates, but that's going to have to pause. One last point is the bond vigilantes. Lower taxes will add to the deficit meaningfully, debt issuance is going to spike, interest payments are spiking too. Keep your eye on the bond vigilantes as they begin to assert their voices, perhaps go on strike, and that means higher rates as well. So higher inflation on the horizon and a much higher amount of debt that needs to be placed, the bond market won't be fooled, so higher rates are in store along with some volatility along the way. That's the update for the week. A lot to digest. Hope you have a good one.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.